K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B. Yours truly, Showtime, Mr. Talk of the Town. On the phone with me, I got the good brother, Pusha Ton, Pusha T. What up, though?
What up, word?
You got it, man. And, you know, it's been a long time since we chopped it up. We ain't talked in a minute, man. How's everything?
Man, everything is beautiful. Raleigh, what's the deal? I'm out here. Where y'all at? I'm out here.
Yeah, man. Things have kind of switched up a little bit since the last time we spoke. You are now signed to good music. You got records all over the radio, all over the internet. How does it feel?
You know, it's good, man. It's good to be signed to good music, being around all the creative energy, all the talented artists out there, you know, sharpening your skills. And I'm just being part of a musical masterpiece, man. September 4th, we're coming with that Cool Summer album.
Yeah, so you've been on a lot of different records. Of course, the Mercy record, the Chief Keef record, New God Flow. What's the normal, like, recording session like for a good music artist, like when all of y'all are together?
Oh, man, we all together in the studio. That's very rarely, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Usually, because everybody always got so much going on. But when we there, you know, we basically, especially for this compilation now, everybody who loved the beat or loved the track or whatever, you know, they just jumped on that track. And, you know, if it was five people up there, if it was seven people up there, then we had to narrow it down by, you know what I'm saying, whose verse fits better, so on and so forth, you know, by bars, so on and so forth. But, you know, it could be anybody in there. It could be from 2 Chainz to Sean to Ha-Ha to Common, you know what I'm saying, myself, Yay, Rihanna, anybody.
Mm-hmm. So going into this Cruel Summer project, man, like, what can we expect from that? I was in New York a couple of weeks ago. I was talking to somebody that was telling me that Lil Birdie told me it's a new Clips record in the works. So you got a lot of things going on, man. So what can we expect?
Yo, I mean, you know, just as far as the Cruel Summer project, you know, you can just expect all the good music. I mean, I think it's something for everybody. And I think you're going to be surprised how many of the styles met. Like, you know, you got records that you probably would have never heard Common fit on. You know what I'm saying? If he was doing his own album, so on and so forth. Or records that I probably would have never picked fit on if we weren't doing this Cruel Summer project. You know, I feel like you're going to get to learn a lot about the artist, because you're going to see, you know, what we really do like, what we really are into. I think that was what the whole Chief Keef thing was about as well. Like, the I Don't Like record. Like, you know, that was one of those situations where, you know, we all was vibing like, yo, this is hot. Like, and I think sometimes, you know, the fans may get it confused. They're like, oh, man, we're really only into, you know, good music, sophisticated, you know, hip-hop at its purest form. But it's like, man, we love hip-hop in all its genres. And, you know, that was just one of the records that we found was, you know, and great. And to hear Ye on that and myself, you know, a few of the other people that we put on the remix, like, it was just one of them things that, you know, we was hoping the fan get a better understanding of us.
Mm-hmm. So now you've had the pleasure of working with Ye, you've had the pleasure of working with the Neptunes. Let me get a quick compare and contrast of what it's like working with, like, some of the hottest producers of our generation.
I always say that, you know, when you work with the Neptunes, man, sometimes you'll come in the studio and the beat is there, the hook may be there. You know, me and P may collaborate on the hook, or, you know, whoever's in the studio, they collaborate on that. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's a finished product. Like, the track, all of its magic is basically, you know, a finished product. You get with Ye, you know, a lot of times I go in the studio, man, and the whole track isn't even done. But he'll just tell me, he'll ask me, do I like something in the track? Mm-hmm. And then once I point that out, he'll give me that to rhyme. Once I give him those pieces back, he'll take it and go off and do his own. And, you know, so it's like I get to fall in love with a record like twice, because at the end of the day, I don't even know what that record sounds like until he brings it back to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, it's a whole nother movie.
So, you know, I was on the phone with French Montana last week, and I asked him, I'm going to ask you the same thing. Yep. Is it true that Kanye does not own a cell phone? I need to get to the bottom of this, man.
Yeah, he don't own a cell phone.
What is that about?
I mean, he don't want to talk to too many people.
So
he don't want to be that accessible. And, like, you know, when I contact him, it's one of those situations where I email him. And some days, you know, the email will be, you know, he'll email me and hit me right back. Or I'll be like, yo, call me. And then he'll, you know, he'll get a phone and call me. You know what I'm saying? Get somebody's phone
right
and call me.
That's a lot of money right there.
Yeah. Or it'll be one of them things where I email him and then I get a 4 a.m. call.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And mind you, I probably emailed him at 8 a.m.
Right.
So he's talking to me. He's talking to me like, oh, like I'm just supposed to know everything that was on my mind at that moment. You know, it'd be crazy sometimes, but, it was one of them things last night. He emailed me like 3 in the morning. It's like, yo, what you want the new gospel video to look like?
Right.
I'm like, at 3 a.m, you want me to tell you, run down every aspect of what I want this video to look like. Now, mind you, it's something that I've already had this conversation. I probably could have broken down. I probably broke it down at like 12 noon.
Right.
You know, for him on, you know, last week. But 3 a.m., this, you know, this is what we want to talk about.
That's money right there, man.
Crazy, man. It'd be like that sometimes, but, you know, usually it all works out for the best.
So you're in the town tonight. You at the Star Bar doing your 1-2. It's going to be crazy.
Bar.
I already know.
We're coming out. Star Bar, we coming out tonight. Raleigh, we coming out. We going to be at the Star Bar. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Big Tech, what up? Like, we just out here, man. We trying to have a good time tonight.
You bringing a whole 757 with you or what? How you going to act?
Man. You know 757 going to be out here with me. You already know Big Easy out here with me. And why? Like, we going to have a good time, man. What's up?
All right, cool, good brother. Well, I'll definitely see you out there tonight. Appreciate you coming into town, man. Best of luck with everything. You know, we family, know how it go, and I'll see you tonight.
You know it, man. Showtime is talking to town, Raleigh. Y'all know what it is, man. Star Bar tonight.